This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Ever Given is free from the banks of the Suez Canal, clearing way for traffic to resume. Aided by the moon and the tides, the giant container ship was removed from the shore Monday afternoon after 5 days of blocking the vital trade route. Authorities in Nashville, Tennessee say 4 people were killed and 130 rescued after near-record levels of rainfall caused significant flooding across the region. The Nashville Office of Emergency Management said in a Sunday morning update that emergency responders were continuing to make rescues in the aftermath of the storm. Police in Maryland had to deal with a potential blast from the past after a resident discovered a live cannonball from the Civil War. The Maryland State Fire Marshal said the bomb squad were dispatched to Frederick County on March 22nd after their device was discovered by a homeowner. Bomb technicians conducted diagnostics and determined the fusing mechanism was still intact. The bomb was taken to Beaver Creek Quarry in Hagerstown for disposal. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The gun debate continues with D.C. lawmakers. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Schumer says the Senate will take action on gun control measures in the wake of recent mass shootings, specifically expanding background checks, but there are steps that can be taken without Congress.
There's something that can be done immediately, right now, and they found ghost guns. What are ghost guns? Ghost guns are kits that you can assemble. They're as easy to buy and even easier to assemble than Legos. But there is no regulation.
Schumer says ghost guns have already been used in crimes in his state, and New York Attorney General Letitia James has taken strong action to prevent them by sending cease and desist letters to the companies behind websites selling the kits. Schumer added the Biden administration can take steps to require registration and close the federal loophole.
NASCAR's dirt race in Bristol, Tennessee, Sunday was postponed to today because of weather. 4 p.m. Eastern on Fox. We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
March Madness and the NCAA has a couple of important games Monday night. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Elite Eight is set after Sunday's NCAA tournament action. The number one overall seed Gonzaga advanced to their fourth Elite Eight in the last 6 years with an 83-65 win over Creighton. They'll face off with USC, who dispatched Oregon 82-68. In the East region, the top-seeded Michigan Wolverines are through after a 76-58 win over Florida State. They'll take on UCLA, who returns to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2008, needing overtime to beat Alabama 88-78. That win gave the Pac-12 Conference 3 representatives in the regional finals. 2 trips to the Final Four are on the line Monday night as Baylor and Arkansas face off in the South Regional Final, and Cinderella Oregon State will take on Houston in the Midwest Regional Final.
The NCAA has allowed 25% of fans into the 2021 Division Men's Basketball Championship games. San Diego Comic-Con set its sights on Thanksgiving weekend, sparking backlash from fans and talent. The coronavirus pandemic has crippled the live events business, particularly the lucrative comic industry. In a bid to raise much-needed funds, San Diego Comic-Con will host a smaller version of its annual summer event in the fall. dubbed Comic-Con Special Edition, the convention is slated for November 26th through the 28th at the San Diego Convention Center. The organization's decision to place this in-person convention over Thanksgiving weekend, an announcement it made late Saturday night, is facing harsh backlash from fans, talent, and some in the press. This is USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, and you thought it was going to be easy, right? We've been on this for quite a while, but thank you for hanging in there because, hey, this is a government up for by we the people. That means we need to get involved. We need to be active citizens to get this country back on track. And, yes, there's some heavy lifting to do, and this is why it's better when we're all together sharing the load, if you know what I'm talking about. Well, we get more reports of new variants of COVID. Now, what are we looking at? A perpetual lockdown here? You know, the target is moving. The goalposts have been moving, you know, throughout this past year and through this experience of COVID, COVID experience. So what can we expect here? And are we looking at a perpetual lockdown? But it's not like we haven't had to deal with variants before with any other, you know, flu strain and go on and on historically. But no doubt those that want to control we the people are going to take full advantage to keep us under their thumb. The founder and CEO of the Hotze Health and Wellness Center out of Houston, Texas, is with us right now, Dr. Stephen Hotze. Dr. Hotze, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, I'm glad to be back, and welcome to you and your listeners from the sunny state of Texas today.
Well, I was going to say, is it dried out? Are we okay? Are we still dealing with the...
Sure.
Yeah,
hey,
go ahead.
What we had is you lived with all winter long.
Yeah, right.
We're fine right now. It's 58 degrees, blue skies, sun out in Houston, so we're fine.
Well, that's excellent. Well, good to know. All right, so let's talk about these new variants. What are we looking at? I mean, the science continues to keep its boot and its thumb on our throats here and keeping us locked down. And I think that the natives are getting restless with this stuff.
Well, you're exactly right, and I appreciate your insight into that. Most people don't understand exactly what's going on. This is not about your health. If you think this is about your health, folks, and that the politicians and the public health officials really care about your health, you got it wrong. It's about power, control, and money. And they've created this epidemic-type, scamdemic panic to everybody, which is ridiculous because of this particular strain of the coronavirus. And by the way, folks, there are seven different coronaviruses out there, four of which cause the common cold every year and flu-like symptoms. This is not a new viral type of virus. It's a different strain of the same virus, coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got variants, which are known as mutants of this. And we're going to have that just like you have in the flu. Yeah. Every year there's a different strain of the flu, right? Okay, mm-hmm. We've got different strains of the coronavirus. Well, and the long and the short of it is if you look at the statistics, less than 20% of the population even tests out positive for having any antibodies. So it hasn't spread wildly throughout the population. And it's not because we've social distanced or worn masks. Everybody's been exposed to this. Masks do not not protect you from virus particles. They go right through it. Social distancing doesn't protect you because those virus particles or nanoparticles, they float 30 feet. They get up in the air conditioning units. They're everywhere. So if you haven't got it, that tells you you got a healthy immune system. People that do get it have flu-like symptoms unless they have significant secondary comorbidities like heart disease. They've got emphysema, diabetes, overweight, a host of other problems that predisposes them to get sick whenever some infection comes around, and it's usually in the elderly infirm. The average age of people that are dying with it is somewhere around 80, and half of them are in nursing homes. So it's not healthy people that are getting this and dying. It's people that are unhealthy that tend to get worse symptoms. That's been going on with all kinds of infectious diseases.
Right.
But we shouldn't be surprised. 99.998% of people that would contract this don't die. It's not a killer disease for the overwhelming, for 99.99% of the people. You're going to do fine. Don't worry about it. Keep your immune system healthy. Now we're going to, now we've come out with a vaccine, and let me share with you my perspective on this so-called vaccine. Which
can I hit the pause just for a minute? Because I want to go back and address what you said earlier. Case in point, personal experience. I was exposed to COVID around the first week of March. Okay. Nothing really happened. I didn't lose any taste, didn't lose, smell. A little bit of a cold, and that's about it. I had, I had a slight fever that I broke in the middle of the night, a couple hours, and that was about it. And I didn't know for sure that I had gotten COVID until later on. My doctor did prescribe some additional help to refortify, because even before I came out to California, even for the past year, I've been very conscientious about fortifying my immune system. So I had really upped, dosage and things about that. And then once I was determined that I had been exposed to COVID, I had COVID, then my doctor had recommended some additional, fortification for my immune system. And it was all very positive. So it was minor came, it went. But what's happening still, I went to take a test because I was going to go to Hawaii. Well, the PCR, I can't pass the PCR test because I'm still showing that I'm positive. So I went and had a rapid test done 2 days later, just to, as my doctor said, look, you need to determine if you come up positive on the rapid test, chances are you're positive. But if it's negative, what the PCR is reading is the remnants of the disease as it's breaking up in your body.
Exactly.
And I understand we're talking, this could be several months before on a PCR test that I would come up negative. And so that's just from personal experience, just to share that with you and share that with our audience. Again, relevant to all this hype and concern and the fear mongering that has taken place, that has done more damage and to me is evidence of medical malpractice.
Yes, you're exactly right. But it's the party line, sir. Mm. It's the line of the conventional doctors, of the conventional medical organizations, of the public health bureaucrats. So very few doctors are willing to stand up and call a spade and say, look, this is wrong. This is no different than any other flu-like virus that we have. Every year we get a flu season. Mm-hmm. This happens to be a strain of a coronavirus causing flu-like symptoms. The symptoms are very much the same as if you had the flu.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, you can have it simultaneously. As a matter of fact, well, the tests you have could have been to the virus particles you had if you had coronavirus before. It could be a false positive because you have coronaviruses that have been stopped by your immune system that live in our sinuses that cause colds every year.
Right,
people
exactly.
People have colds, and our body walls those things off and inactivates them. It isn't – that PCR test is not specific for the SARS-2 coronavirus that's causing COVID-19. It's a general one. So that just says, and somewhere in your body you've had a coronavirus. Somewhere it's walled off. It's in that. If you're well, you're well.
Right.
What are we going to test every? What if I tested everybody's stools for various things? We find all kinds of bugs in the stools. Are we going to quarantine people because they got bacteria in their body? Everybody. Now this is what the germaphobes hate to hear. Every one of us is covered with a trillion Staphylococcus epidermis. Top of the head, tip of the toe. You can't wash it off. All of us have viruses and bacteria in our mouth, our throat, up in the nasopharynx, in our colon. We've got literally trillions. They're there. We shed them all the time.
Exactly.
Why doesn't everybody walk around sick? Because we have an immune system. If we keep our immune system healthy, our immune system inactivates these things, kills them, and we go on with life. So we never quarantined ourselves when we had the flus before. Well, the only people that quarantine, if you're sick, you stay home.
And exactly.
Then you go to work.
Doc, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We've got more from Dr. Stephen Hotze after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, and making sure it's the whole truth and nothing but. And we're grateful for Dr. Stephen Hotze to be with us, founder and CEO of the Hotze Health and Wellness Center in Houston, Texas. And we're talking COVID and, you know, and common sense. How about some common sense you know, COVID understanding and information, Dr. Hotze. I appreciate you coming on and sharing it with us, because we've been, this is the challenge that we have in our culture today, especially when you have these fear mongers that want to raise the level of emotions, and then it's hard to get through. It's hard to reason when the thickness of emotions is such. I'll tell you, it's near impossible to have a reasonable conversation when emotions are so thick, right?
Well, you're right. And a very powerful emotion that politicians have historically used since the beginning of time is fear. Mm. Fear is a huge motivator for people to act. And I happen to be a Christian, and I believe this. We don't have a spirit of fear. We have a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. We're supposed to have a sound mind. Think clearly. Right. And we're supposed to have, we need to be powerful in our spirits. Instead of being sheep and bah, 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 all the time, we need to be lions and roar.
Right.
And that's what I appreciate about you, Bill. You're being a lion out here, and you're challenging conventional thinking, which we need to do. Christians, conservatives, challenge conventional thinking. Is this really right, what we're doing? We're denying people the right to go to church. They got a social distance. They got a mask up. You know, we've got police out there. I mean, this is like, it's like Nazi Germany.
Oh, it really is.
Some of the states.
Women are being tackled in a bank because they're not wearing a mask.
Oh, that was horrible. Down in Galveston.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right down the road from us. I'm telling you, that's just, which doesn't typify what's going on in Texas at all. Mm. But it's just amazing how the police, and don't, I mean, when Biden and this group takes over, they're going to make sure they have the police and the army that agree with them, and they'll use that like any other totalitarian government has ever done in the world. They will use their police and their army powers to bring you into subjugation. And if you want to challenge them, sir, adios amigos. That's exactly what happens in all these communist countries.
Right.
This is a Marxist philosophy, a communist philosophy that's taken over the leaders in the Democrat Party.
Right.
And I know this isn't about politics, but that's what's happening. That's why if you have enjoyed the last six or last year, then you're going to enjoy living under a communist regime. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, the thing is that has happened is we're being conditioned to make this be the new normal, and it is not. I mean, we've been lied to three ways, and that's what's coming out in all this, whether it's Dr. Fauci, the WHO, the communist Chinese. I mean, they are on a different agenda altogether, which is antithetical. And as you said earlier, what totalitarian governments come after, they target two things specifically. Number one is your faith. Number two are your guns. And what's in the crosshairs right now are faith and, you know, the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Exactly.
Well, let's talk about the so-called injection, which is a so-called vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've heard them talk about how important it is for everybody to get this so-called vaccine. First, let me make it very clear that this is not a vaccine in the historical definition of vaccine. A vaccine, according to the CDC definition, and you can look it up online, CDC, look up vaccination. Not COVID vaccination, just vaccination. Their definition is a protein particle from a virus or a bacteria that's injected into the body, which stimulates the immune system to build up immunity and to prevent the transmission of that pathogen to other individuals. This particular experimental injection, it's experimental genetic modification tool injected into your body, does not provide immunity. It does not, it may, it says, but it doesn't, they don't know this because they haven't done the studies, and it isn't guaranteed to prevent transmission. That's why they keep going back and forth. Well, you're going to have to continue to wear your mask.
That's right.
But I thought we got an injection. I thought I had a mask. No. Because there are variants out there. What is a variant? It's a mutant, just like the flu. Every year, the flu mutates.
Exactly.
There's a different strain of flu. So if you get a flu shot for a vaccine, it's for last year's flu. It's not for this year's flu. That's why 50% of the people who get the flu have get been vaccinated,
right,
but it
exactly.
didn't help.
Right.
I mean, so, and you already hear them talking about, well, we have variants now of COVID. What does that mean? They're going to be injecting you from now until the end of time. Every, you know, twice a year, you're going to have to get this COVID vaccine, which is not a vaccine. It's an experimental genetic modification. Let me explain that to you. It doesn't inject a virus, dead virus particle into your body. It injects a genetic substance into your body called messenger RNA. mRNA.
Now, Dr. Hochi, real quick, is that with each of the vaccines that's consistent with
yes.
all four or five
yes.
vaccines
well,
out there?
It's a little bit different in the Johnson & Johnson, but the ultimate result of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is that it produces mRNA. Just like instead of injecting you primarily with mRNA, they inject you with a virus that is DNA. It converts to mRNA, and now you've got your mRNA. That's the way
okay.
they solve their problem. Okay, but ultimately the result is that you get a foreign substance, genetic substance into your cells. Why do I want some foreign substance from the DNA or RNA of a bacteria in my cell, causing my cells to produce viral protein particles? I mean, if I'm not a doctor, that doesn't make sense to me. As a doctor, it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't. Now, think of it like this. You have DNA. You've heard of DNA before. Folks, that's your genes. That's what gives you your color of your eyes, size, male or female, sex, with size of muscles, color of your hair, everything. That's your DNA. Your DNA instructs your cells on what kind of proteins to make so your body can function. But the DNA has to send a messenger to your cells, to the organelles in your cells, to tell them what to do. Well, the protein is made in your cells by an organelle called the ribosome. That's like a 3D printer. Think of your DNA like a software program on your computer. If I wanted to come over, Bill, and say, look, I like that software program. I want to be able to print out. You have a hat there that says, Go America. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to print that out on my 3D printer. Can I use my thumb drive? Yeah. Go get your thumb drive. I download your computer program, software program on my thumb drive. The thumb drive is the mRNA. Your computer program is your DNA. So I download that. I stick it into a 3D printer, which is a ribosome. It prints out a piece of paper. It prints out a hat that says, Go America. There it is. That's
mm-hmm.
the protein. So, but now your DNA is not producing this. They're putting in an mRNA from a lab that they've created that's going to tell your ribosome, your 3D printer, print out protein, viral protein, spike protein. Just print it out. How long is it going to print it out? We don't know. Just going to print it out until it stops printing it out. Well, how long will that be? Well, we haven't done the study. We don't think it'll be very long. We don't know.
Oh.
And so you print out that spike protein, and your immune system now is going to make specific antibodies to a virus protein that your body's making. It's not coming from the virus. You're producing a viral protein, and your immune system's going to be hyper-reactive to that. And you're going to get a second shot, and it's become more reactive, and your body's going to be filled with these antibodies for this spike protein. Now what happens is we have variants of the spike protein on the coronavirus. You're going to be come in contact with those out of the wild, out of the community, that have mutated. Now you have specific antibodies for the old spike protein, but not the new one. And now your body doesn't know what to do. And if your immune system's already overworked, it's going to have a hard time fighting that off, and that can overwhelm you. If it does react, those spike proteins that the proteins from the virus your body's making attach to cells in your body, and your own, these antibodies are going to start attacking your own cells. That's called autoimmune disease.
Mm.
When they did this in animal studies in 2005 and 2012, when they injected the vaccine and then reintroduced the virus particles, the animals got sick and many of them died. And they said, we can't give this to humans. They've tried to do this before. This time, they're not even doing any published animal studies have not been done. This is the first time in history of the FDA that they haven't done animal studies before they gave a vaccine, published animal studies.
Well, Dr. Hose, we got to have you back. We got to have you back to further the conversation here. Thank you for being with us.
Rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Ever Given is free from the banks of the Suez Canal, clearing way for traffic to resume. Aided by the moon and the tides, the giant container ship was removed from the shore Monday afternoon after 5 days of blocking the vital trade route. Authorities in Nashville, Tennessee say 4 people were killed and 130 rescued after near-record levels of rainfall caused significant flooding across the region. The Nashville Office of Emergency Management said in a Sunday morning update that emergency responders were continuing to make rescues in the aftermath of the storm. Police in Maryland had to deal with a potential blast from the past after a resident discovered a live cannonball from the Civil War. The Maryland State Fire Marshal said the bomb squad were dispatched to Frederick County on March 22nd after the device was discovered by a homeowner. Bomb technicians conducted diagnostics and determined the fusing mechanism was still intact. The bomb was taken to Beaver Creek Quarry in Hagerstown for disposal. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And it looks like the American people are slowly but surely catching on to this Biden administration. I'll tell you, it's all coming to the forefront here. We've got 50% of America, according to the latest Rasmussen poll, not very happy with President Biden's job performance. Just what's being laid out, and really, this isn't, I mean, it's bad enough with what's happening with the border. You know, of course, the non-crisis that's happening at the border. It's bad enough when you think about how compromised we have become regarding our national security. It's like Barack Obama deja vu one more time. You know, what's happening, how the communist Chinese are licking their chops and how they embarrassed us in this recent confab that they had, right? And I think in some sense embarrassing us, we embarrassed ourselves going into it, because it's not like we have been as a country that we have been the bastions of morality and human decency. I mean, we're calling the kettle black here and throwing stones in glass houses. So, hey, in part, I think we deserve, you know, some of the comments that the Chinese threw our way. But, you know, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to try to defend the indefensible and take a stand on that? Look at, you know, America started based on a dream, a God-given dream and aspiration. And along the way now, as we've come into this post-modern world that thinks that, hey, somehow we're just going to tell God, hey, thanks for the blessings. We'll see you later. We'll take it from here. Really? And look what's happening. We can't even figure out if men should play in women's competitions or not. We're so upside down. Our money is being invested in things that are not, that are not fruitful. They're purposely destructive and non-life-giving. And here we are as citizens of this great, once great country. I believe that we're so compromised right now. It's hard to talk about the greatness of America as it stands right now because of all these incongruities that we have, because we are just like the children of Israel years ago in the desert, are seeing things according to our own eyes. We don't need God. We can handle it from here. Well, as I say, a majority of Americans not very happy with the Biden administration, from COVID response to our southern border crisis, gas prices are rising, and national security threats. Well, here to talk about it with us is Craig Huey, my good friend, the coordinator and speaker for the Election Forum and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, the Huey Report. Hey, Craig, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
It's great to be with you, Bill. And what you just said is so true and so powerful. It's time right now to reclaim the American dream, because it's disappearing.
Yes.
The hope for the future, as people are beginning to see the crumbling internationally and domestically, our economy, our social structure, this is a very dangerous time for every American who wants to take a look at the future, because the future is being destroyed by a socialist mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Driven by the bureaucrats who are ideologically driven to be able to transform America. You had mentioned, Bill, about it's like coming back to Obama. This is Obama on steroids.
Right. Well, even Obama, I saw a tape last night where he was interviewed, and they asked him if he would be interested in a third, a third round. A third term as president. He said, well, not directly. He says, but if I could be in the background, you know, on a microphone talking into somebody's ear, that would be my ideal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from his lips to our ears and Joe Biden's ears, that seems to be happening. Just saying.
Yeah, he's like the puppet president that we have, who's got, again, people pushing and you know, he ran as somebody who was going to solve America's problems. He was running as a person who was going to reconcile, the conflict of America. And that has not been the case. But what has been the case is ideologically driven policies that are really destroying the fabric of our economy and our society.
Exactly. Well, when he talked about the fundamental transformation, remember, and many of us said, from what to what? What are you talking about? Fundamental transformation. And you had all these people like a bunch of, drunken SEALs just clapping and supporting. And it's like, did you hear what he said? It kind of reminded me, Craig. I remember attending a concert, and it was a Hispanic group, Maná. And they were at Anaheim at the pond and performing there, 18,000 people or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about their vision for America or California particularly, and how they dreamed that once again California would be part of Mexico. And the people were all applauding. I go, are you idiots? What are you talking? Do you realize how bad Mexico is, and you want California to be just as corrupt? Really? You know.
Yeah, that's the problem. Socialism, collectivism, statism has failed everywhere in the world throughout history. It's the American dream of freedom, the ability of people to make choices on their own, the people to be able to worship freely, to start a business, to grow a business, to be able to get the job of their choice, to be able to make their own decisions. That's being eroded and taken away.
Exactly.
Everything that you're hearing coming out of Washington And many of these pro-socialist state governments are controlling the people and their choices. A nanny state that is a failed state and is going to be destructive to not only our kids and our grandkids, but for the future. We've got to reverse this bill. This has to change. And people listening, they're all part of the what needs to be happening to reclaim that American dream.
Yeah, you're either part of the problem or part of the solution. That's really what it comes down to. The line is drawn. And when you talk about these failed states and these failed governments, it's more than that, Craig, because what happens, and people, lest they forget, or maybe there's the scrubbing of historic fact, you know, from Facebook and Twitter and Google and all this other stuff, is that it is more than devastating. I mean, we're talking millions of people dying at the hands of these supposed well-meaning governments that are going to come in and, you know, give you free stuff and make sure that you have a guaranteed income, that there's equity, that all those mean rich people, those mean white guys, you know, supposedly who have, you know, taken over the country. And you sit there and you look in this country and you see all the immigrants who have risen, you know, from zero to hero. And only in America could they have possibly done this. And all that is marginalized, it's set aside, it's reduced. And meanwhile, these same immigrants who came from these oppressive governments are going, say what? Well, what are you doing here? Do you even realize the danger that you're playing with? And to your point, Craig, you know, we've been warned time and again that it's not so much an existential threat as much as it is domestic. I mean, we have forces, whether we're talking about Barack Obama or Kamala Harris and others, that Trevor Loudon has reported on, over 100 card-carrying Democratic socialists. I mean, their ideal is not the Constitution, but yet they pledge to serve and protect against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, what happens if you are, you know, you are the very own enemy that you're supposed to resist?
You know, Bill, I think one of the problems that people have to understand is that we're under attack in so many ways. It's hard to pinpoint what the most dangerous are. We're aware of the biased media. But what's going on in the schools is unbelievable.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. Let's bring that back when we get together again. More from Craig Huey after this.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the languages people were born to speak. People across the world are desperate for love, hope, and relationship. The Tide radio programs broadcasting the love of Jesus over the airwaves are helping to overcome huge barriers to hope, and they're instrumental in leading people into a relationship with Jesus that's not affected by physical distancing. In Thailand, the Tide Ministry is spreading the hope of Christ even further by sharing daily devotionals in the Assam language through social media. These short devotional recordings offer daily encouragement to our followers, who can easily share them by forwarding the devotionals to others. The Tide Ministry partners are working to develop 365 of these messages so that Thai listeners may hear a unique devotional every day of the year. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging listeners and leading them into a hope-filled relationship with Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Thank you. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Craig Huey is with us, the coordinator and speaker of the Election Forum, publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, the Huey Report. Craig, you know, off air we were talking about, you know, both you and I, you know, traveling back and forth from east to west and the clear differences in the states, you know, what is going on in California. The oppression that's here, it's almost like this dark funk over the state, which is unbelievable to me. I mean, this is where I was raised, where I grew up, and to see the people here, how oppressed they are, how fearful they are in buying into what the mainstream media has been telling them. You know, forget about empirical evidence, forget about any critical thought or even some reason here. People are just scared out of their wits to such a degree that, boy, you know, if you're not wearing a mask, I mean, you know, they want you to have multiple masks, but if you're not even wearing the mask correctly, or if you lower the mask to put some food in your mouth or take a drink, they almost hyperventilate.
They do. And, Bill, you know, the listeners right now, it depends what state they're in.
Yes.
You know, if they're in a lockdown state, and they're listening to the social media, and they're listening to the regular media, the biased media, and they're listening to their politicians. They have a worldview that's different than those who are in free states like Texas and Florida
right.
Tennessee, where you know we do not have fear of being outside without a mask. We don't have fear of going to church and praising God with other people and listening to studies about Jesus Christ. We do not have a fear about being in an office space working together and having people in business and growing jobs. And then I go to California and the contrast is almost like when I went to Cuba. And I stoked at underground churches in Cuba.
Right.
And when I did that, the oppression and the feeling of fear was so great and worried about people turning people in. When I was in California, I was worried about people turning me in for not having a mask.
Yeah.
I had somebody coming up to me, Bill, telling me when I was going down a place called Manhattan Beach, right on the ocean with a fresh ocean breeze.
Right.
They're saying, oh, you can't go walk down here. they're going to give you a $500 ticket the second they see you. There's an army of people who have been deputized as citizens going out giving tickets. And I went to restaurants that had been opened illegally. Mm-hmm. I went to churches in California that were opened illegally. I mean, it's a fear. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was riding in a car with a driver, he told me he wore his mask when he was outside, when he was in the car, because Dr. Fauci and Governor Newsom told him to do so.
Right.
And when I talked to him about, why and tried to reason with him, he was trying to be obedient. He didn't want to hear the logic.
Right.
And we talked about Rand Paul challenging Dr. Fauci and challenging him that if you already have the disease, if you've already been vaccinated, you don't need to have a mask. Even if a mask works or doesn't work, you don't need to have a mask. And Dr. Fauci gave the pushback. This guy's perception was, well, he's just a senator. I don't care if he's a doctor. He's just a senator. I listen to Dr. Fauci.
Right.
It's brainwashing of a whole group of people who are being compliant, and their perception of reality is so distorted. And that's happening in schools. That's happening in the general population. And it really is. If anybody in California or Minnesota or New York come to Florida, they got, it's like, where am I?
Yeah.
These people in Florida are crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the thing, the brain damage of America's, you know, especially residents in blue states. It is so extensive. Now, I'm going to say something because I'm going to use Donald Trump's name. And we know as soon as you use Donald Trump's name, half of America bristles. And and whatever he says is invalid. But the truth of the matter is he warned us. He said, do not let the cure be worse than the disease.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look what's happening in blue states in particular. The numbers of people who are committing suicide. Younger people committing suicide. I mean, it's not that COVID is, you know, devastating younger people. It's more the effects of COVID. And, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we have an epidemic of depression.
Yes.
So suicide, yes, but depression also. We have an epidemic of people who are becoming non-functional. Addicts on pills, on alcohol, on drugs, and it's a reaction to this lockdown. And it's particularly with the kids, but it's anything in their 20s and 30s and up to. This is the consequences are been horrific.
Right.
You have churches where people haven't been in fellowship, haven't been in worship, haven't been studied for a year, and they're totally disconnected from the body of Christ.
Exactly.
You have businesses. In California, the unemployment rate is close to 10%. In Tennessee and Florida, we're down to 2-3%.
Mm-hmm.
You've got people not able to work, not able to find a job. You see businesses that are crushed. In Tennessee, we've got a vibrant restaurant industry because restaurants are open. In California, 40% of the restaurants have gone out of business, and more.
And we'll never come back.
We'll never
come back. And all those jobs that are lost and everything, I mean, this is just beyond devastating. And the thing is that my question, Craig Huey, is who's orchestrating all this? And to what end?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because there are forces behind all this that are, you know, I mean, what they have done in holding Americans hostage. And it is amazing how America is being, you know, controlled, how we're being conditioned. Because it's like, well, look at if they can get us to do this with you know, this situation with COVID, what's the next susceptible thing that we are liable to swallow?
Bill, that's one of the best questions you could ask, because think of it this way. These governors, like Newsom, Cuomo, and all these different governors in the lockdown state, have amassed such incredible power over their state economy, over the lives of the individuals. In fact, because of the devastation, people are now so dependent upon the government and government handouts. Instead of being independent and trying to earn a living, their whole focus now is how do I maximize how much money I can get?
Exactly.
Become a dependency upon this nanny state. It's become a dependency in the road to serfdom, in a road to socialism, in a road to transforming this economy. Is taking away initiative and freedom and choices.
Yes,
and
self-responsibility. Exactly.
Yeah.
Craig, you know, the thing is that people need to ask themselves for just a moment, if you find yourself, you know, suddenly, you know, relying so much on the government and instinctively you go, wait a minute, this could be a problem. Yes, it is a problem more than you realize, because look at, out of this near $2 trillion of money, this stimulus money, less than 10% went to COVID-related relief. The rest of it went to pet projects. This is what your government does. This is what the Democratic Party does. They do this time and again. They heal. They end up healing these, these blue states that are so inefficient, that have wasted the people's money. And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the Democratic Party takes care of their own at the people's expense. And the thing is that it's not your generation. It's not even the next generation. We're talking future generations of liability brought to you by the Democratic Party. So if you think you can rely on them, good and luck.
Yeah. You know, Bill, here's the thing. That stimulus package that everybody is so excited about is almost like taking drugs and being addictive. It's hooking people, but it's destructive. It's terribly destructive because what's happened, several of the things, just quickly, several of the things that have happened with that, you have businesses that can't hire people. They have job openings, but people are getting more money for not working now. Mm-hmm. You have states that overspent, were irresponsible, and their debt has been wiped away. So a responsible state like Florida is bailing out an irresponsible state like New York.
Exactly.
And their debt is going away. That day of reckoning has been postponed and enabling them to continue their failed policies. You have a whole situation where this money is going to political activists with Obamacare and the vaccination and different things. They are raising up an army of people that can register people to vote and create a system to affect the next election. You have money that's going to, you know, political oriented community.
Well, look at how many billions went to abortion.
Yeah.
How is abortion part of the COVID?
It's not. And so this whole thing is the biggest nightmare you can think of, and the sadness I have is that there are people who they call themselves Christians,
yes,
call themselves responsible business people, call themselves good parents,
yeah,
and they were fooled.
Exactly. Craig Huey, we're out of time. Well, thank you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.